are listening to the Fundamentalist Podcast.
Until the light takes us, am I right, Bog?
Oui.
Welcome to the Fundamentalist Podcast. This is Richard Donahue. First of all, I'd like to humbly apologize for the four-month gap in between my solo episodes. The two biggest contributing factors were my sickness with RSV for 4 months, up until really 3 weeks ago, and my family moving back up here permanently, having to go that whole readjustment process. But now that all that bullshit's out of the way, I can put all my energies and focus back into the podcast and bring you the metal you yearn for and you fucking crave. So to get this ball rolling, we're going to do a very short, sweet, tight episode on a review of the show that myself and Aaron attended this past Friday, which was at the Middle East in Boston or Cambridge, depending on who you talk to. And that show was the Obituary headlining tour, which is ongoing as we speak. The opening band on the bill was this band called Ingrown, which I assumed to be some generic fucking pizza thrash band. Luckily, they were not that. They were, in fact, incredibly fucking aggressive, full of piss and vinegar, metallic hardcore band with a fairly noticeable death metal influence on the guitars specifically, and some blast beats here and there. All the songs were short, punchy, sweet, to the point, catchy. And if you're a fan of the genre, especially stuff like Old Black Flag, Cro-Mags, Crossover, Corrosion Conformity, things of that nature, I think you would really enjoy this band. If they come near you, I'd highly recommend you go see them. I would go so far as to say that they are probably the most high-energy band of any level that I have seen since I moved up to Massachusetts in December 2019. After their set, the hipster death metal darlings Blood Incantation took the stage, and they used to be fairly big on them. Nowadays, not so much, but I do very much enjoy their debut record, Star Spawn. And they play the title track, Star Spawn, and Chaos Splasm off the record, as well as the Giza Power Pyramids and Something Slave Species. That's track four off Hidden Histories of the Human Race. My favorite track they play was Giza Power Plants overall. I would have loved to have heard the opening track from Starspawn, Vilification of Blood Part 1, but that's a 14-minute long song with the time constraints of them opening up. They're not able to do that, much to my chagrin. Though, very solid, enjoyable set list. Just think they're a tad overrated, in my humble opinion. Up next, after Blood Incantation, was a personal favorite of mine that I've championed on the pod for many years now. Tattooed of me, like 10 of their shirts, all their records, minus their Hope and Horror EP, which I hope to get in the next couple months. And that is the Mighty Immolation from New York. This is their fourth record, I believe, in support of their fantastic rock from last year, Acts of God. And I've expressed on many an occasion how I was very annoyed all through time I saw them last year. They played the same set. And thankfully, it's almost like they heard my bitching in the ether sphere and did change up their set list and included some favorites of mine that I had never heard live, that being Despondent Souls off Dawn of Possession, Under the Supreme from Here and After, Harnessing Ruin, the title track to that record, and World Agony off the Evil as Fuck Shadows in the Light album from 2007. Though, unfortunately, to do that, they took out an old school favorite I love, Father, You're Not the Father, off the extremely excellent Close to a World Below record, which I bought an amazing flag at the show from. Looks very awesome. But minus that small little annoyance, they put on a fantastic show. Everyone in the band was on the top of their game, especially Rob Vigna, their lead guitarist, and I would top three in the genre, I would say. Great performance, great set list, pure energy, just a wonderful, wonderful time. And to cap the evening off, we had, of course, the main headliner of the tour, Obituary, supporting their newest record from this year, Dying of Everything. And newer Obituary, I'll be real, I don't really give a fuck about. The last record they did I legitimately liked was Darker Days from 2009, or Darkest Days, one of the two, which is the last record to feature founding bassist Frank Watkins and Ralph Santola, RIP to both those metal legends. But it's about half the new record before we went to the show, and it's about what I expected. Like, it's good, simple, groovy, killer guitar solos. The guy I've had the past 10 years does a great job, especially on the James Murphy solos on Calls of Death, even the Ralph Santola solos as well, who was an incredible fucking shredder. I mean, he actually did the touring for Individual Thought Patterns. So if Chuck, if you would have to be, you know, play with Chuck, you got to have some chops. You know what I mean? But overall, very enjoyable set that was much better than I expected, though unexpectedly. My favorite songs were the more old school songs. Find the Arise off Calls of Death, my favorite Obituary record. And a medley featuring two other tracks off the same record, Chopped in Half and Turned Inside Out, where they play the first half of Turned Inside Out. I'm sorry. They played the first half of Chopped in Half to the solo, and then on Turned Inside Out, they started the solo and ended with the second half of that song. I, of course, would love to hear all three of those songs in their entirety, but I'll take what I can get. And they, of course, close with the eternally fucking heavy and evil, Slowly We Rot. So all in all, it was a fantastic tour. And because they were near you and you just love solid, great old school death metal with a pinch of hardcore, they, I would highly recommend this tour. And one final cap off for the evening was one of the goals I wanted to do was get my copy of Unholy Cult by Immolation signed, though never had a chance to see them till we were walking towards a parking garage. They happened to be around the corner. So I was able to talk with Ross, their vocalist bass player, for probably about 2 or 3 minutes. Nothing too serious, but I was able to express I got my tattoo of theirs the day Atonement came out. I was able to take our son to see them last year, open up for Mortiferum. And it was very, you know, very engaging and very appreciative, and felt like I had a real conversation, because it seems like a lot of these musicians, it's usually, hell yeah, man, thanks, appreciate it. And, you know, it's kind of autopilot. This actually felt legitimate, which was a nice change up from my kind of other musicians in the past. So they signed my copy of Holy Call. It's all fucked up for being in the obituary pit, but, you know, it is what it is. Got books to flatten out, things of that nature. But, thank you very much for listening. I do appreciate it. And again, I humbly apologize for being so late. But now that the foundation of my life is much better, I'm going to promise to be pumping out the quality episode in a much more rapid succession to keep y'all hungry fuckers satisfied. Hope this finds you well, wherever you're at in the world, whatever time you're listening to it, and let fucking metal rule.